Thank you for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. I will talk about my current results on this topic. So a brief introduction of stable flies. They are important pests of cattle, horses, and other animals. They feed on blood, and the bite is very painful. The control is very difficult, and the management relies on sanitation and organic insecticides. The economic losses in cattle production are estimated in more than $2 billion per year just here in the United States. The overall goal is a better understanding of stable fly oviposition behavior that could lead to develop a new control strategy. We know that stable fly oviposite and larva develops in aged cattle manure more than 2 weeks old, and very little is known about horse manure, despite the fact that females prefer horse manure to cattle manure for oviposition. We also know that bacteria from horse manure are important for stable fly oviposition and larva development, and that the Citrobacter freundii stimulates the stable fly oviposition much more than other bacteria that were tested. So my objectives are to assess the effects of horse manure age on stable fly oviposition behavior, to analyze the changes in the microbial community of aging horse manure, to determine the effect of Citrobacter freundii on stable fly oviposition, and to determine the importance of a spatial distance between two oviposition sites. And my hypothesis is that the horse manure bacterial community changes over time and plays an important role in oviposition behavior of stable flies. The material and methods now. So for the all oviposition bioassays, I conducted two choice tests replicated at least 3 times, each replicate with at least 60 females and 60 males. Flies received sugar water and blood every day, and on day 7 after the first blood meal, they were allowed to oviposite for 2 hours, and after this I counted the eggs on each substrate. The horse manure used as control was collected fresh and then aged for 3 weeks in lab conditions. I will call it aged horse manure. It was kept in refrigerator to reduce the microbial activity, and 1 day before each bioassay, part of this manure was incubated at 37 degrees to reactivate the bacterial activity. So to assess the oviposition behavior response of the stable fly to aging horse manure, I conducted one bioassay per week using the aged horse manure control as one of the choices, and as a second choice, the horse manure that was collected fresh and kept it aging up to 5 weeks old. To determine the effect of Citrobacter freundii, I did 2 experiments. One, using autoclaved horse manure inoculated with Citrobacter freundii against the autoclaved horse manure, so manure with no bacterial activity. And the second one, using the same manure inoculated with Citrobacter freundii against the complex community. Then on the last bioassay of position, to determine the importance of spatial distance between two oviposition sites, I put the 2 choices in just 1 plate. So in 1 side, manure with no bacteria, and on the other side, manure with the complex community. And to analyze the changes on the microbial community structure of this manure over 5 weeks, I cultured the bacteria from horse manure in 4 different media. MFC, that selects for fecal coliforms, MacConkey for Enterobacteriaceae, MEnt for enterococci, and TSBA, that is a non-selective medium. Now the results. This graph shows the oviposition response of stable flies during these 5 weeks and the percentage of the eggs laid on each substrate week by week. Here on week zero, we can see that 99% of the eggs were laid on the aged manure, showing that the very fresh manure is not attractive for the oviposition. But when it gets older, it becomes more and more attractive until week two. And then it seems like it's not so attractive anymore. Maybe it aged too much. The bacterial concentration in aging horse manure during 5 weeks, in this graph showing the growth of the bacteria on that grows on TSBA, the concentration increases on the first 2 weeks and then it starts to decrease. For Enterobacteriaceae and fecal coliforms, the concentration increases on the first week and then it starts to decrease. For enterococci, it's the same, increasing the first week and then it declines. The results showing the importance of the bacteria on the oviposition site will be shown in 3 graphs. So in this first one, the complex community against the autoclaved manure, we can see that they prefer to oviposite on the complex community. But when the autoclaved manure is compared with the autoclaved manure inoculated with just one species of bacteria, the Citrobacter freundii, they prefer to oviposite in this isolate where we have bacteria. But when the isolate is compared against the complex community, 90% of the eggs were laid on this complex community. And the results for the bioassay about the distance, spatial distance between the oviposition sites, we can see that the stable flies are still able to recognize where these bacteria are and lay the majority of the eggs on the complex community. So to summarize, the horse manure is highly attractive for stable fly reposition at 2 weeks of aging process. The concentration of the culturable aerobic bacteria community in horse manure increases during the first week of the aging process and then gradually declines. Citrobacter freundii stimulates stable fly reposition, but not at the same degree as the complex bacterial community. And stable flies can differentiate the appropriate oviposition site on a very small scale. So my future plans are to analyze the volatile and contact compounds from fresh and aged horse manure using GCMS, and to assess the changes in the microbial community of aging horse manure by culture-independent method, extracting the total RNA and then by reverse transcriptase PCR, do the differential display of the 16S rDNA using DGGE and the 16S rDNA pyrosequencing. The overall goal is that combining all these results and the new information, we might be able to identify which bacteria produces which volatile or contact compounds that attract the stable flies and then be able to develop a new control strategy. I would like to thank you, my advisor, Ludek Zurich, Professor Alberto Bros, and Dr. Jerry Zhu for the important inputs on my project, and Alexandra, David, and Kent Hampton for their technical help. Thank you.
We have time for questions. please repeat the question into the microphone?
Okay.
I don't have a question, but I'd rather have a comment. Recently, they isolated bacterial chemicals that are associated with mosquito reposition. Probably those chemicals might be the same thing that these staple flies are attracted to. So I think it was methyl esters and some carboxylic acids that were isolated. And from blood alone, lots of mosquitoes actually prefer to go because of those containers and the others. But they are also going for decomposing bacteria, and that's probably.
Yes. And we will then test these volatiles in other bioassays with oviposition, and then be sure that that volatiles are really the ones that are attracting or repelling the stable flies.
We have time for another question.
What type of mouth parts do those larvae have? Are they filtering, or are they more masticating, shredding of the stable flies?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
What type of mouth parts do those larvae have? Are they more filtering? Are they going to be feeding on the bacteria, or do they have more shredding type of mouth parts?
I'm not really sure with how they eat this bacteria, but.
But
sorry. Thank you.